Hi, everyone. These are today's Ag headlines from the Northern Ag Network. I'm Brett McCray. In February, the Montana Environmental Information Center filed a sweeping rulemaking petition with the Montana Public Service Commission concerning greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. The petition directs the PSC to implement a carbon tax on utility customers by factoring the, quote, federal social cost of greenhouse gases into rates for electric and natural gas service. The Montana Farm Bureau has written comments strongly opposed to the proposal, explaining its membership opposes carbon taxes on all agricultural inputs, including energy. Montana Farm Bureau says rates for reliable electricity will skyrocket under a PSC carbon tax. It says Montanans would pay an extra $2 billion a year under this proposal.
Our kids love to play. Whether they're playing house or playing dress-up, they love to imitate you. You're setting an example. Make sure it's one you can live with, and one your children can live a long, healthy life with, too. If you want to quit smoking or vaping, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. You can do it. We can help. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Pulse Growers, Northern Pulse Growers Association, and the Northern Crops Institute invite you to Pulse Potential Webinar Series featuring Jeff Van Pevenich, President and CEO of Columbia Grain. The webinar is Wednesday, May 1st at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Topic is Pulse Processing Worldwide with Jeff Van Pevenich. Learn about Pulse products from processor to customer. Jeff discusses Pulse Processing Worldwide, such as Pulse Shipping, Processing Steps, Overseas Delivery, Global Potential, and more. Go to northern-crops.com/webinars for details.
Brett McCray here with more ag headlines from the Northern Ag Network. The BLM in Wyoming is extending the public scoping period for the Jackalope Wind Energy Project in Sweetwater County. Jackalope Wind LLC proposes to build 213 wind turbine generators on more than 293,000 acres of public and private land. The 15-day extension will provide time for additional public input on the project. The public scoping period now closes on May 2nd. Construction on two critical irrigation tunnels in southeastern Wyoming could begin as soon as this fall. In 2019, the collapse of tunnel number 2 in the Goshen Irrigation District washed out the supply canal south of Fort Laramie and ended water delivery to irrigators for 44 days. UNL Extension educator Gary Stone says that pending all agencies' approval, the replacement or construction of new tunnels may occur in the fall of 2024. Those are your headlines from the Northern Ag Network. I'm Brett McCray.